Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. I'm also a certified small business coach. And what I want to do in today's training is share five mistakes that most small business owners make. I feel qualified to teach this course because I have made every mistake on this list multiple times over the past 20 plus years in my own businesses. Hopefully you can learn from some of my mistakes so you can shorten your learning curve and achieve the success that you want and deserve much quicker. The first mistake that most small business owners make is they don't have a strategic plan for their business. They're just basically busy running their business. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to have the ability to step away from your business and look at it from the outside in, not just from the inside out. As Michael Gerber says in his book, work on your business, not in it. There will come a point, especially if you have a new business, you're busy, you're basically the chief bottle washer, you're the marketing department, you're the sales department, you're the customer service department, I get it. You have to do what you have to do to make your business successful. But set time each week to step away from your business and look at it from the outside in so you can identify processes, systems, things you can do to fine-tune your business and work smart. The second mistake that a lot of new business owners make is being obsessed with their product. There are tons of businesses out there that have amazing products that have failed. There are also businesses that have mediocre or okay products that have done very well. And of course, there are businesses with great products that have also done very well, but your product is not your business. Selling your product is your business as a small business owner. For example, if you have a restaurant, serving food is not your business. You might think it is, but ultimately, as the business owner, your job is to make sure the tables and the seats are full with customers who will buy and eat your food. If you own a barbershop, your real job is not cutting hair. It's getting people to come to your barbershop to get their hair cut. Of course, you have to prepare good food or cut, do a good job with their haircut, but your job is to fill the seats, to make the sales, to get people to come visit your business and do business with you. Number three, not tracking your monthly income and expenses. You can't really delegate and you shouldn't really outsource all of this in the beginning. Or even as your business grows and you hire someone to help you with your cash flow projections and your finances, you have to be active in this department. Even if you outsource people who calculate everything and tally up your numbers, you have to be involved. Never step away from the financial part of your business ever. It's your baby. No one's going to care about it as much as you do. What I see a lot of new business owners do is they don't tally up their income and their expenses every month and do any kind of spreadsheet. They don't have an updated monthly profit and loss statement. And as a business owner, you got to do this. If you're waiting until the end of the year to figure out how much income you had, how much expenses you had, and whether you made a profit or not, you're not going to be able to put aside enough money for your taxes. You're not even going to know where your business stands financially. So each month, do something. It could be QuickBooks. It could be an Excel spreadsheet. It could be a general ledger, even with pen or pencil. That's fine. But track your monthly income and expenses. Make projections for income and expenses and track it. And eliminate things that you don't need and add more things that are benefiting your business. Number four, doing everything yourself. You hear a lot of new business owners say, well, no one can do it as good as I can, so I'm going to do everything myself. And I've had this mindset many times in my life, and I still fight it. If you're a perfectionist, this is something you're probably always going to struggle with. But your job as the business owner is to make things happen, not to do everything yourself. You want to empower others. You want to delegate and outsource tasks that aren't worth your time. Think of it this way. Your time is valuable. If your time is worth $50 an hour, why are you spending it on a $10 an hour task when you could hire someone to do that for you? Your job as a business owner is selling, marketing, and leadership. Your job is to find customers, to make sales, to lead your business. That's what you do. That's what you get paid to do with your business. So This is what I encourage you to do every week. Make a list of all the activities that you did for your business that week. And then ask yourself, what activities do I have to do myself? What can I outsource? What activities should I stop doing? And do that each week until you have a good, healthy balance of doing the right activities in your business and empowering others to do the other activities. Finally, unrealistic expectations. A lot of people start a business, especially in the work from home niche, And they think the money's going to just start pouring in. And it seldom works that way in any type of business. Your first year in business, your real goal is to learn and survive. Most businesses don't make a lot of money their first year in business. They have a lot of expenses and they don't typically have enough income to cover all those expenses. Why? Starting a business requires time, hard work, and money. If it was easy, everyone would do it. Most businesses that I've seen, it takes a couple years to get profitable and really learn the ropes. And it can take anywhere from 2, 3, 4 years to really start running smoothly and seamlessly. That's assuming you even lasted that long in your business. So have realistic expectations. Ideally, you want to start your business part-time without giving away your day job or your primary source of income. Or you want to have enough savings in your bank account that you can live for a year, even if you don't make any income in your business. That way you don't end up bankrupt. You don't end up destitute financially. You don't have your spouse mad at you because you put yourself in a bad financial situation. So I hope you'll evaluate yourself in each one of these five areas in your own business and look for ways to improve. You can learn more small business tips at charlesholmes.net. That's charlesholmes.net. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an author, a small business coach. I'm a network marketing professional. Thank you for watching my training today. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You can also check out the links in the description box below this podcast or below this video to learn more about how I can help you. Have a great day. Thanks for watching.